This is the Will Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Will. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cooper Brothers Clothing, the ultimate gentleman's store. They specialize in tailored suits, ties, bow ties, and offer the ultimate gentleman's experience with their combined barbershop. To visit their store, head to the Castle Hill Towers Mall, and they are located on level 2. For a limited time only, Cooper Brothers are offering 20% off all online and in-store purchases. Online code is the Will, and in store, if you mention the podcast, you will receive a 20% off discount. Hi guys, welcome to the podcast. This is podcast number 6. Today's topic in sport is the NFL. This is the first NFL one we have done, so we're really excited to bring it to you. Today on the panel, I have three friends with me. I've got Davi, Will, and Jake returning. How are we, gentlemen? He's back.
He's back.
That's Wilson. Shots with the intro music.
Oh,
Man down.
Jake's back for the second time, and Davi is back to say something controversial.
Again.
We have the NFL today. So the NFL season finished about 3 months ago with the mighty Philadelphia Eagles coming out as champions. We'll get more into that one later on. The subtopics for today, we'll do a quick season review. So that'll be a quick open chat, and then we'll have one highlight and one disappointment each. Then we'll roll on to the top 10 NFL playlist, which was released about 2 weeks ago. We'll discuss those players, and then we'll move straight on to Shoot Your Shot. For Shoot Your Shot this week, we'll be doing pick your top 10 players based off last year's season. So we'll be doing pretty much our own top 10. And then we'll be doing one gotta go again. I haven't told the lads who is in these categories, but we're actually doing two one gotta goes as well. And we'll pick from there. And then round up, the question is, who are your early season favorites for next season and why? And you got to take into mind the changes from each team so far. So we'll do a quick review. Wilson is a Tennessee Titan fan. Jake is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Davi is New England Patriots fan.
Come on now, man.
And I am an Eagles fan. Mighty Eagles.
This is the quietest you'll ever hear.
Davi.
I'm still heartbroken. Still haven't recovered.
So season in general, what did we think?
Well, for me, I think it was a bit of a letdown because of the president. I know it's got nothing to do with us, but I think I felt like he hijacked.
Is this a scandal or?
No, I'm feeling
very political today, mate.
No, he like sort of hijacked
so much
the league.
Sticking to the topic, you know.
You didn't hear much about games as much as you did the president tweeting about the NFL.
You follow him on Twitter? Are you following him on Twitter? Sounds like you're following him.
Yeah.
He's your guy?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Is he up there with like the watch bombs and stuff? Or?
Yeah, I got his alerts on.
Oh, that's the right seat. Right.
No, I kind of get that. It was the whole taking a knee thing that was pushed to a whole new level this year.
It was like a more about
political stuff.
Yeah, the president talking about NFL, then fans talking about NFL for the games. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I like that. Jake, what was your thoughts on the season?
I thought it was a good season.
Yeah.
Happy the Patriots didn't win.
Wow.
Aren't we all, brother?
Overall, good season. Same with the president.
Yep. That's actually a pretty good point, to be honest. I didn't really think of that until Wilson brought it up. Mm. All the taking the knee and standing at the anthem and that. It was massive this year. Good point.
And
did that start this year or the year before?
Oh, it started last year, but it carried on. It just carried on.
But, once Trump came in...
It just got worse.
Yeah, he hijacked the knee thing, tinging knee, which should have been a good thing to raise awareness for, you know...
I thought it got blown out of proportion all that.
Yeah, well... I
think everything gets blown out.
And Jake's a white man, people.
Yeah,
that's a big statement from a white brother.
It was for a good cause.
We just want to clear that up real quick.
It was for a good cause, but when it got hijacked, it made it like it was... Black guys versus white guys versus the military.
Yeah, a lot of the white players were happy to do it.
Hmm.
I don't think any of them were against it. That's a good point. Davi, what do you think about the season?
Oh, man, I just love the NFL. Like, to a point where I think I'm actually in love with the NFL more than the NBA. So watching it every year, just like there's something good about it. But, I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, so... Happy the Patriots made it to the...
Patriots fan and Golden State fan.
And the Warriors fan. But we're only talking NFL right now. So let's keep it to the topic.
Before the show started,
Wilson was like, hey, we're going to stick to the topic today. We're going to stick to the topic today.
And look where we're going now.
We're going Donald Trump. We're going Warriors.
Wait, I do have a question. You guys say NBA, you go for the Warriors. Best team in the league. NFL, you go for the best team in the league. We won this year, but you're the best team in the league. Who do you go for in the EPL? If you say Man City...
No, I suck in the EPL, man. I go for Arsenal, man.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
So, you know, I go for Arsenal.
Carry on.
It is what it is, man. It's not like I just follow a team because they start winning. I mean, like...
Because you guys can't see, we're all three...
We don't need to see.
We're all up against the mic, ready to just rip
ready
it.
Ready to rip it.
And as soon as he says Arsenal, we all sit back.
So much fun. Now, look, overall, man, I just absolutely love the NFL. So I think it was a great season again. Amazing players, amazing, like, you know, athletes, man. So... Patriots, I mean, I watch every single game of theirs, so for me, that's my highlight. Win or lose.
Oh, so we'll start with the highlights then? Yeah, so that's your highlight as the Patriots.
Making it to the Super Bowl, yeah, yep. For sure. With the team we had this year, man, this was the worst team I reckon we probably had. Like, with the injuries, with the trades.
Yep.
People who don't follow the Patriots always think they just have it easy. And trust me, when you watch the whole game, it's not that easy. Like, there's certain games where we just make it and we get
the
points.
Must be hard making the Super Bowl every single year.
Yeah, you know what?
It's so tough.
It's not that easy, but I'm telling you right
so
now.
So hard deflating like, balls.
Hey, there's skills. That's you know, it takes certain skills to do that, man. But we're the only ones that are good at it, you know.
Blaming a little boy.
a little ball boy.
Somebody's got to take the hit for us.
His life is tarnished.
You know.
So that's your highlight. Patriots season?
Making it to the Super Bowl, yeah. Yep. Like, well, I mean, we lost but making it to the Super Bowl. Because this year was extremely hard for us.
Yep. Jake, what was your highlight for the year?
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, someone, brother.
Your cousin? Their cousin.
No. I think in the Steelers team, especially with Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Yes.
I think Juju did really...
100%.
He was noticed.
Yep. Were you surprised... I mean, Kamara was good, but are you surprised he wasn't in the conversation for offensive player rookie of the year?
I was very surprised.
Too soon? No?
What do you mean?
I thought, give him a year or so.
No, for the rookie.
For rookie.
Oh, yeah.
But Kamara was good.
Yeah.
Kamara's a beast. And I thought the other guy from Kansas City,
Kareem
was probably second, and then I'd say Juju was close third. But he didn't even get a mention.
I was very surprised he wasn't up in that conversation.
Yeah. So yours was Juju.
But
Juju gets it. Take away football, he gets it in general. Like, he knows how to market himself.
Yeah.
He gets everything. He's so smart, man. He's a great pickup for you guys. And he's gone kind of... When did you get him? What pick? It's kind of late,
Second round.
Yeah.
He even tried to get LeBron to the NFL, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He gets it. He gets everything. Away, so. Yeah.
There you go, man.
He gets it all. So that's your highlight. What's your highlight, Wilson?
Well, my highlight was Brady losing.
Whoa.
To be more specific, Jake said it before, Brady dropping that touchdown pass.
All I'm gonna say. Remember the year before when we beat Atlanta? I remember seeing Will and his post and stuff when it was 28-3. I saw Will going on it, putting post up. Yeah, Brady's done. Watch that.
I stopped watching at some point. I was
all
like,
I'm saying is the year before I saw a lot of people. Really happy and posting and celebrating at that 28-3, and then I saw him just go ghost after Brady came back.
I stopped watching. I thought it was done.
You're a Philly fan. It don't matter.
I thought it was done. It doesn't matter. Oh, I can't wait to say my highlight.
Oh, do tell, please, because I'm waiting for this one.
My highlight was obviously winning the chip. It's been a long time coming for an Eagles fan. If anyone's been an Eagles fan, it's probably the most depressing fan base to be a part of, but I thought overall we had a great year. I thought what Doug Peterson did with the off season, so we picked up a lot of great players in the off season. Picked up LeGarrette Blount, we got Jay Ajayi halfway through the year, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith. So I thought they were all great pickups. And then what we did was, you know, Carson Wentz went down and Nick Foles came on. So the greatest player ever lost to a backup quarterback. Go figure.
I mean, they took some risk and it just paid off. I mean, I was amazed by the plays they were making.
Yeah.
It was like literally some of the plays were the ones we would
Philly,
do.
Philly, go through that play. That was a ballsy play, the Philly special.
In the Super Bowl. You were telling me about that one as well.
And Nick Foles called that.
Yeah.
And Doug Peterson kind of hesitated and said, okay, let's go for it.
I'm telling you, some of the players are just like, man, did this just happen? Like, it just...
Well, okay.
No one was prepared for
it. I'm a Philly fan. The Corey Clement touchdown catch wasn't a touchdown.
Both of them.
What other one?
That one and the one after. The Hurts, right? Hurts.
That's a touchdown.
I don't think both... I think both of them were questionable. The first one, I think, yes, you're right, it wasn't.
No, Clement one wasn't a touchdown. Nah, but I was glad it got caught. But the Hurts one was a touchdown.
But that's what I'm saying. They do anything to make sure the Patriots don't get it.
No, that's a joke.
It is, like, I'm just saying. They do whatever it takes. Like, you know. But you know, we don't complain. We don't complain. We let it. We don't complain. We just deflate the ball. That's the thing. So we let that one slide. But the one after that was the most painful. Where we were like, okay, now. Yeah, I think, and Ertz is a hell of a great player, but like, it's just...
He was the best tight end in the league last year.
Yeah, and then after that, it was done. Like, I mean, from there, it was going to be tough to come back. But from the first one, I think we still had a chance. I mean,
Alshon Jeffrey or the Clement one?
Clement.
Yeah,
So that was my highlight. The Jeffrey one was amazing.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey was a great pickup. Yeah. So that's my highlight. So I'm assuming, we'll go to disappointments. I'm assuming that's your disappointment, Dalvey, losing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's more painful than beating Atlanta the year before. Like, straight up, I mean, it was just... I was telling Jake, best time of our life when we came back and won, beat Atlanta, and then absolutely sucked when we lost to Philly. Real fans, I mean, they just don't...
Yep.
They don't overcome that quickly.
Yep. Jake, what was your disappointment?
I couldn't really... I had to narrow it down to two.
Yep.
One of them was losing to the Jags.
Yep. Yes.
But the other was Shazier, the injury to Ryan Shazier. Yeah, yeah.
That was
heartbreaking.
That's still pretty sad, to be honest.
Especially you see him walking on stage, was a couple of weeks ago to hand out an award.
Yeah.
I mean, he's walking.
He's on a stick thing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on a stick now. But just losing him to our defense.
Yeah.
Definitely showed him. That's probably.
Is he coming back at all? Is he done forever?
I think it'll be a while.
Yeah. But like, I think losing to the Jaguars was like, I was surprised. I turned that game on and I was like, I can't believe the score. Like, I mean, it was a high scoring game.
Jags got some talent though.
Yeah, their quarterback is decent.
Bortles?
Decent, yeah.
Blakey? He's taken a while to, he's been there for 3 years and he's kind of hasn't produced, and then he produced when he needed to.
Mm. Like, but I mean, you like players that just don't get scared. They just want to take risk and throw, you know, like.
Yeah.
And he like was Nick doing Foles that
in the Super Bowl. I love Nick Foles.
I have to let you have it, unfortunately.
He's a god in Philly now. They love him. Will, what was your disappointment?
Oh, it's got to be the injuries all across the league.
Yeah.
Like, you could almost say like every position had a top two, top three guy injured. You know?
Yeah.
And they weren't just like little injuries. They were like
a lot of ACLs.
Richard Sherman with the Achilles.
Yeah, that's right. And he's gone to 49ers, eh?
Gone to 49ers, yeah. So, yeah. You know, Wentz went down. Aaron Rodgers went down.
Mm.
JJ went down.
JJ, yeah. So.
Deshaun Watson, that sucked because he was playing really well.
Yeah.
He was playing so well before he got injured. He could have had a crack. Had he stayed healthy, I think he would have beat Kamara.
I think he would have gone.
Offensive.
Yeah. He was on pace to break all the records.
He was killing it.
What I saw of him when he finally got to start.
Yeah, he was so good. So my disappointment goes along with Will's. Mine's Carson Wentz injury. So I thought, had he not got injured, I think he would have got MVP of the league because I thought he was ahead before he went down. And then he could have won a Super Bowl starting it. But obviously that went to Nick Foles. So I'll move on to the next part. So recently they let out the top 10 NFL player list. So what I'll do is I'll tell you the list. We'll kind of discuss it, and then we'll move on to Shoot Your Shot, where everyone picks their own the 10 best players from last year's season. So, in order, we'll go from 10 to 1. So, coming in at 10 was Aaron Rodgers. Number 9 was Von Miller. Number 8 was Drew Brees. Number 7 was Defensive Player of the Year, Aaron Donald. Number 6 was his teammate, Todd Gurley. Number 5, Le'Veon Bell. Number 4, Julio Jones. Number 3 was Carson Wentz. Number 2 was Antonio Brown, and number 1 was Tom Brady.
Wait, who was number 1 again? I didn't hear that, man. What was number 1 again? The guy who lost the Super Bowl. Come on, man. What was number 1?
Number 1 was that guy, the only one to throw for 500 and lose.
Oh,
man.
But it's okay for LeBron to score 50 and lose, right? That's Yeah, that's the mentality you have, right?
No, okay. No, it's like,
oh, okay.
It's like when you got Gronk and you got, you know, that whole team, and yeah. you got the best coach ever.
Yes.
The best coach ever? The one who benched Malcolm Butler, right? Really? You're going to go with the best coach ever? Right now, we're not cool with that move.
Before we move on, how bad was he in the anthem?
That
you knew straight away he wasn't playing. He was crying.
You know what? Like, to be honest, I actually missed the anthem, right?
And
I
was he was in tears.
But like, as soon as the players changed, I was like, "Where's Malcolm Butler? Like, where? Why?"
I knew straight away he's not getting on.
I missed that part. Yeah. I missed that part.
He was in tears, bro.
But like, man, we missed him. We missed him at the back. Like, oh.
He left though. He's gone, isn't he?
He's gone. He's gone to
Titans.
Titans is gone.
You got to you guys.
Yeah, I think he's gone to Titans.
Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
A good pick up.
They're going to win the championship this year.
Good player.
Yeah. That's you. Mariota's taking, Mary Goda.
Mary Goda.
That's a bad one.
Right.
Mary Goda. Don't worry about the Titans. You know, I keep it in Tennessee.
Oh, Memphis.
Oh, is that why you've gone to them?
Yeah.
So when I first met, he was a Ravens friend, and that was sweet.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So I thought you went over for Mariota, literally.
I thought it was just
a Samoan thing, and you went over.
Yeah, I did.
And then it was Memphis. That's cool.
Yeah, they're in Tennessee.
Oh, but you're gonna bag me out for going to the Warriors.
Yeah, but he went to a crappy team.
But they suck. The Titans suck.
Okay. Yeah, he went to a crappy team.
Okay.
So I grew up a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
And then I had an affiliation with Philly. And then I went there, and I stayed there for a bit, and then I just learned the fans and all that. So I moved over in about
2009.
Mm. So I moved over late, but they were still crap. But anyway. Yeah.
But didn't you tell me...
You can't see, but
these two are face-to-face.
There's only a mic in between.
Didn't you tell me you started supporting the Patriots the year
They lost.
They lost.
They lost. Yeah. The year they lost to New York.
Yeah.
Is the year
the first one or the second one?
The first one. That's when.
That was the only game. The almost perfect season.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's when I actually started. I remember I was in New Zealand.
So what you talking about, boy?
I talk about nothing. They lost and I still went for them.
You know what, man?
They lost and I still went for them.
I'm glad they lost 11. I wish they would have won 07 because I love Randy Moss. Yeah. I was so upset Randy Moss lost that one. He deserves the title.
He's a beast. But yeah, now that's the way I start, and I've stuck to the Patriots since. But like,
what a hard road that's been. Wow.
You guys don't get it, man. When you wake up 4 o'clock every morning to watch their game, and it's a close game, and they win right at the end.
You're the best player, the best coach.
He's 40 going on to 41.
He's still the best quarterback.
But he's 40 going on to 41. Let that just sink in. Yeah. Like, I mean, to be able to do it at such a high level at that age. I mean, come on, man. You can't hate on him.
So we'll move on. We're going to talk about Brady anyway. He's number one. Does anyone have any issues about the list?
Yeah.
A lot of issues. There's not enough defensive players for my opinion.
But that never counts in. Like, I think, like, honestly, even if when I was making my list. I literally was kind of focused more on like quarterbacks and wide receivers and stuff.
That's what everyone thinks about.
Yeah, I think.
I'll ask Jake a question.
Yeah.
There's one defensive player missing for me. Who would it be for you? He's in the AFC.
Mac.
Yes. Mac. He should be in the top 10. He's a beast, man. He carries that defense.
You're right. I forgot all about that.
That's a big problem I had with it. Khalil Mack. Todd Gurley in the top 10.
Yeah, 100%.
You reckon?
Yeah, I mean, he had an amazing season.
Todd Gurley wasn't in it.
No, he's in it.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, he's in it. Dude, man. The Patriots are signing
lucky
tomorrow.
No one can see my facials.
You didn't think it... maybe you didn't watch enough...
I did. I watched some Rams. Yeah. I think... Because I had Goff as my fantasy quarterback, so I kind
of
had to...
Because Gurley reminds me a lot of... Well, not a lot, but like he's as threatening as Blount. Like, you know...
Just a quicker... Much quicker
because Bland is more stronger.
He can take
more players on at one time. But I think they both have the same impact.
Yeah.
Like you can run.
And he catches better than Blunt does.
Yeah.
Way better.
But Gurley, I mean, last year I was watching him a lot.
Cool.
I was impressed.
I think he would. Yeah, I would do about next one. Carson Wentz at 3, too high. I agree, he's too high.
I didn't even put him at 10.
But you think he's too high?
Yeah.
No, I got him at 3. Wentz.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we are going off the last season.
We're going off the last season.
What do you think, Jake? Too high?
Too high. I think top 10, definitely.
But too high.
Too high, yeah.
I'd say top 10, yeah.
I think all the refs picked themselves. Oh, an injured Aaron Rodgers, you still put him top 10?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. That's like that Kawhi thing I did the other day.
Yeah. No. Nothing's going to be
him in top five.
Yeah. Rodgers is Rodgers, man. I mean, you'd take him.
He's half ready. And the only... I think all the rest. I think we can kind of move on. All right, so we'll do Shoot Your Shot.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
For this week, Shoot Your Shot. Everyone's picking their own 10 players based off last year's season, so it can be different. It may be the same. So we'll start with Davey. Who's your top 10 players? Who made it in and who got cut at the end?
I got Gronk, Julio Jones, Von Miller, Zach Ertz, Todd Gurley, Aaron Rodgers. I actually got Garoppolo in there. I'll take the risk with it. I saw him play.
He's coming hot. He's San Francisco on fire.
I'll put Garoppolo in there. I'll put Antonio Brown in there. Odell Beckham Jr.
You know we're going off last year, right?
Yeah.
You know Odell Beckham when he played like...
He's my Kawhi Leonard. I told you, man. Yeah,
that's right. I forgot who I was talking to.
And then number one, man, this like... I couldn't sleep at night, but I had like this was a tough one for me.
Right? Cousin Wentz.
So the ball boy?
I had to go with my cousin Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
You know? So
well, let's move on my list. Jake, who's your list?
I haven't got it in any particular order.
Yep.
But I've got Gronk there as well. I've got Gurley, Miller, I've got Beckham Jr. is in there as well. Always got a spot for OBJ.
I'm just saying. Real neck, recognize real, right?
If anyone can see what he's doing, he's doing the hands out.
Hey, next week,
we're doing a video in a couple weeks.
I want the whole video, one on me, just all the time. All the time. All
right? Yeah, keep going, bro.
You're going to get my face, half of my face in there.
Keep going, bro.
Got Tom Brady in there.
Yep.
Drew Brees, Le'Veon Bell. We've got Jalen Ramsey in there.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown.
There you go. Yeah,
I like that.
That's what's up.
So who did you, who did you have out of the original 10? Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz, Julio, and Donald.
Ooh, all right, cool. Wilson, top 10.
So, yeah, so mine's not in any really particular order, but I got Rodgers.
Yep.
AB, Antonio Brown, Wentz, Brady, Le'Veon, Julio Jones, Donald, Von Miller. I put in Ertz.
Yeah.
Like it was between him and Gronk, but yeah, I think Ertz had better. Yeah. I put in AJ Green.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna like the next segment, brother.
And Todd Gurley.
Mm. Nice. So who did you have? Who did you have out then? You had. Who got outed from the original? Julio.
Breeze. No, I had Julio in there. Breeze and Von.
Yeah. Oh, same. Yeah. Breeze and Von. No. Yeah. Breeze was out for me.
Yeah. So I'll go mine. So I put mine in order, as hard as it was.
Is it the whole Philly team?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't have any Philly. Oh, I have one. Sorry. So 10, I had Russell Wilson. 9, Von Miller. 8, Carson Wentz. 7, like we spoke about before, I had Khalil Mack. 6, Julio Jones. 5, Le'Veon. 4, Aaron Rodgers. 3, AB, Antonio Brown. 2, I had Aaron Donald. And then Tom Brady at 1.
Tom Brady at 1?
Yeah, mate. I have to.
Damn, I respect you so much right now. Up. Being a Philly fan, you put Tom Brady number 1?
Yeah, but who else are you going to put?
You're too kind.
Who else are you going to put?
You're too kind.
You can't put anyone else.
I can't argue with you for the next 10 shows now. You just want yourself to get out of jail free pass, man.
So that's our wrap-up for Shoot Your Shot. So we just had to pick the 10 best players off form. So here is the segment that the boys don't know. So this is One Gotta Go.
It's time for One Gotta Go.
The point of One Gotta Go is I give the guys 4 particular options and they have to pick one of those options that has to go, that doesn't stay and doesn't deserve to be in the top 4. So we're doing 2 today. So what I've done is I've done wide receiver. So gents, the first one is wide receivers. So we've got AJ Green, Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones and Antonio Brown. One's got to go.
OBJ.
OBJ. Well, I like it. Oh, mate, I like that.
OBJ.
That's a good ballsy call. That's a good ballsy call. Any thoughts? Why?
Well, health. He's a bit of a...
Arrogant. He's very
arrogant. Yeah, he's like off the field stuff. You know, he's...
He's got to go.
Yeah, he's got to go.
That's, I like that.
OBJ, got to go.
That's Wilson, everyone. I'm going to take a stab and say Jake is not going to pick Antonio Brown because he's a Steelers fan. So who's got to go for you?
If you say AJ Green, we've got to fight.
AJ Green.
AJ Green?
Tom Brady.
AJ Green? Why AJ Green, not the other thing?
Brown, Steelers fan. Can't take him. Not taking Julio out, and I'm a massive Beckham fan, so I'm sticking with Beckham.
AJ Green? Darby? Who's got to go?
Bengals are Steelers rivals. So.
That's a good point. Darby?
Wilson's going to hate me. I'm going to say AJ Green. I have to. I mean, like...
I do hate you.
AJ Green for sure. Now, the other guys are just... Yeah, I mean, like, I watched Julio... Like,
I think there's two that are untouchable.
Two?
Julio and AB.
Yeah, but no, I still have to go AJ. I think the other three are still my pick.
Does it change your opinion? He's got the worst offense out of the three, out of the four. Doesn't have as much to work with. Who's his quarterback? It was Carson. He's down.
For who? Oh, with Bengals. What he had.
Yeah, with what he's got to work with.
Yeah, of course. Look, no, he's got the least. But to like, work with. Look, I mean, for me, when people ask me that sort of question, it's like I'm in my manager mode, right? Who's gonna actually get me to the promised land? Yeah, right now, if I had to pick, I'd pick the other three on top of him.
AJ Green? Oh, well.
You know, AB is probably my first pick.
Yep.
But if I had to make a choice right now and one's gotta go, then unfortunately, AJ it's just Green. Like we did the one last week. It was so tough, right?
Yep.
The Lakers.
Well, the next one's just as tough.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I'd rather go with OBJ and see him on a yacht the night before a game.
And playing at the Yankees. Playing at the Yankees.
The dude's, he's good. He's great. Like, you know, but my first pick would have been Antonio Brown. Out of the four, I'd have to
I think
take
everyone
out.
Would agree there.
Yeah.
Or Julio.
It's Brown
Julio.
And then Julio.
I mean, Julio is, I mean, we saw him in the Super Bowl. The year before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but just look. I think for this one, just AJ. And these are tough questions, man.
Yeah,
I mean, long and
I'll try and make them as hard as
these are tough questions. Like, it's not easy, but like...
I was... On the way here, I had AJ Green. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Odell Beckham. Just because of the off-field stuff. I just think he's way ahead of himself mentally.
Mm.
He's demanding... His talent... He's probably, out of the four, he's got the most talent.
Yeah.
Natural talent. Yeah. Natural talent, but his attitude, you can cut him. So I'm going to go Odell Beckham. So next one, we got defensive players. So, we got one of them. Let's think he in his prime. So picture all these guys in their prime, and one's got to go. So this is all defensive players. So we've got Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, or J.J. Watt. One's got to go, and we'll go the other way around. J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, all in their prime. So no ACL, no injuries for J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt's got to go.
Really? In his prime?
JJ Watt's got to go.
He was unstoppable 2 years ago.
I'm telling you, these questions are tough, man. You have to, like, just answer it without any emotion
it.
You can't, like, overthink it. If you do, you just can't come out with an answer.
Yeah.
So, like, point blank, like, for me right now, JJ Watt's
got to go. JJ Watt. Jake?
Got a hat and I can just pick a name out of?
Nah. Unfortunately not.
Khalil Mack. Just stir the pot.
Yeah. Stir the pot. That's at Jake. Get his Instagram on.
By the way, it is his show, right? Don't stir that pot. They're like, that's the wrong pot you're stirring, man. Wilson is fine, darling. People think it's Wilson's show, so you can stir that pot.
Who goes?
Donald.
Donald.
Yeah.
Donald Trump or?
Both.
Ooh.
You know, I was going to Donald. JJ, to me, is the best out of them.
In his front, man. Two years ago, he was unstoppable.
Yeah.
Agree. It's just.
No, that was a good point. You got to just get one off your chest and just leave it. I'm going to make it the perfect four because I was going to say Von Miller. So all of us have said something different. That's crazy.
But that's what we want. We want honest answers. We want different opinions, and that's what we're here for, you know?
I think the high. So JJ's the better out of the four. I think Aaron Donald has the highest ceiling. He's just not there yet. And I think Khalil Mack is on his way.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know. That's tough.
But Von Mack is that guy, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, with Von Miller, I'm going to take a few snaps off here and there. The other, I think Aaron Donald. Yeah, I'll say Khalil Mack. Oh, sorry, Von Miller. Everyone's sticking with their picks.
Yeah.
I think that's the first.
I just think anything DeVee picks is whack.
So that was one got to go. So for the defensive players, we all said one different. And the wide receivers, there was 2-2 split. So that finishes up. One got to go. So for the roundup, the question is, who are the early season favourites for next season and why? And we've also got to take into mind the changes, new players coming in, staff, etc. So I'll go first, and then we can just work our way around the table. So my early pick is LA Rams.
I'm giving you that look right now.
So you can't see the camera.
If you had a camera right now,
Debbie's giving me this big look. You know. So I've got the Rams because they were one game away from the NFC Championship. They added Sue, they added Talib, they added Brandon Cooks. Obviously, Aaron Donald, Gurley, Goff, and then McVay as a coach. I think if they can get it right, they're my early pick. And I'm an Eagles fan, so they'd probably have to go through us. And I could possibly see it if they can click. But there is... They kind of remind me of the 2011, so I don't even remember. The 2011 Eagles, they were called the Dream Team because we had Mike Vick. We picked up Asante Samuel, Asamoah. Picked up all these players and they flopped massively.
Because they had what year was that?
2011.
2011 or like 2007 All-Stars?
So I was in Philly at the time and everyone was so hyped and they just kept losing games and just nothing happened. So they could end up like that, but I can see the talent they have. They should do well. Wilson, who is your early pick and why?
Like, I'll make this pick, but I'm not saying they're going to win it, but I think that they can make some noise is 49ers.
Oh, yes.
For sure. I think
Jimmy, because does. Jimmy G.
Jimmy G is the
one person at that position, that good. I think, yeah, that's a big game changer.
Who have they picked up? They picked up someone Sherman. Else. Sherman? Yeah, oh, Sherman. Oh, yes.
And, you know, like, you saw him at the end of the year. Guy was killing the
that team was, like, before they got Sherman, they were already, I think, what, 6-7 games winning in a row.
Yeah.
At the end of the season.
Was from Jimmy G onwards, though.
Yeah,
from Jimmy
G. Yeah. Adding Sherman to it or whatever else they're going to add just prior to starting the season, I think they're already gelling.
Yeah, 49ers can make some noise.
They can. Yeah. That's a good call. They really can.
But they have to. They've always been known to make some noise, right? Like, so...
But that sucked the last 2 years.
Mm, but this quarterback, I'm telling you, man, I watched him play for the Patriots because he's a Patriot, New England product. Let's just get that clear. I just want everybody to know.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Not a Philly, not a Tennessee, not a Pittsburgh, but a New England product. You know, I mean, we had Tom Brady. Like,
but he's how old is he? 40.
Yeah, but you
Tom Brady's about to fall off a cliff this year.
Yeah, falling off no cliff.
With the ball.
The only cliff he's falling off is like the 6
deflated one.
So. So I think Jimmy. I started watching San Fran games literally when he started. Is that exciting?
Yeah, and I think it's the best market because San Fran, they need, like, 49ers got a good fan base.
The Bay Area, man.
They got a good. Oh, here
it's
we go.
The Bay Area.
You've been in the Bay Area for 3 years, mate. Jake, who's your pick, brother?
The Rams. We're going Rams. Well, I think
Steelers. No Steelers.
Steelers are up there.
Are they up
there? I think the Rams.
I have a side question for you after. Keep going.
Their defense. I think the additions they've made, they're gonna be tough.
Yeah.
To score on.
Side question.
Plus Goff's gonna come into his own.
Does it frustrate you that the three Bs don't work as well as they should in Pittsburgh? Oh. On paper, those three should be killing everyone.
Yeah. I think with Bell, there's a lot more running of the ball.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of games where you're third and long.
Yeah.
And
they don't pass.
He runs the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it happened against Cincinnati, and they were just onto it.
Yeah.
Like, you lose 5 yards. I mean, run him first and second, maybe second, but you got Antonio Brown.
Yeah, throw it to him.
Throw it to him.
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
and especially when you got, like, Schuster.
Yeah, and then they just got, you got rid of...
got rid of Bryant.
Yeah, they got rid of... So Schuster would be your second option now, right? Yeah. Talented kid. But, and like I said, you got probably top five, two of the top five players in the league.
Yeah.
You still can't make it work.
Yeah. Well, Big Ben's getting up there in age.
Yeah. Do you have a... Who's your backup? Do you have a good backup?
We just drafted...
They took one, yeah, in the draft, yeah.
And we... Last year we drafted Dobbs. And I'm pretty sure we still got Landry Jones.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, no, sorry. That's... They've always... On paper, they should be killing everyone offensively. But it just doesn't happen.
That's why I was surprised they lost to Jacksonville. Like, I actually before that game even started, the day before, I was like, "Yep, Pittsburgh."
I think everyone did, to be honest.
And I thought they were going to meet New England. Yeah. Like, I think even New England prepared for Pittsburgh.
Well, that's all they took Harrison, isn't it?
Pretty much.
For the playbook.
Didn't work, unfortunately.
The Flavor Dubby,
we knew those things.
Let's stop the podcast right things, there. Dubby, you want to explain that comment,
hey,
my friend?
Hey, man. You know,
if anyone doesn't know about the Patriots and playbooks,
we play fair and square. That's why we play.
Fair and square.
There's no playbook.
Ask
play
the Jets if they think that.
You know, that's just how we do it, man. They try and get us for something. They try and get us for something. Right
now,
they
didn't have to bring the ball to the changing room.
Man, it's just courtesy.
Sorry to cut you off. Sorry to cut you off, Dubby. Jake, do you want to explain why you made that little playbook comment?
Wow, are we really going to elaborate? Like, are we seriously going to sit here and elaborate?
We've still got another 12 minutes, might as well.
Let's just understand. We have, what, five right now?
Yeah, let's see what people think after the playbook.
You're gonna
say five playbooks? Why did you make the playbook comment, Jake?
Hey, man.
I think the comment speaks for itself.
Hey. Do you want your LeBron James jersey? Do you want your LeBron James jersey?
You already know they're on the way. I'm going to
cancel that shipment right now. I'll tell them. Can it? You know?
Don't pull the plug on me, bro.
So, anyone...
I am the plug, right?
So, Davi is pretty much hogging the mic so that no one can tell the real story. So, the Patriots stole a playbook from a particular team.
and they didn't even get it right.
And they got away with everything. And Bill Belichick got away with murder. Let's just carry on from there. What do you have to say for yourself, Davi?
I'm a proud New England Patriot fan.
Let's move on.
Day one. Okay, day one. Oh. We always play fair and square. We even try and let Philly win by taking one of our best players out of the game. Oh, we do all these favors for people, man.
Brandon Cooks was doing nothing anymore.
Brandon Cook got cooked, man.
Yeah, he got hammered.
Like, I was like, is this guy going to wake up?
He got leveled so
like,
bad.
I was like, you know how when...
I didn't want to, but I laughed when I saw the hit.
I couldn't laugh.
Hammered, bro.
But I was just like, he's been down there a few seconds too long. Like, you know, that's when you know, okay, now he's out of that window. Like, that window of survival, he's out. He's got to go. Like, so that's how painful it was. Like, for someone else, it was like 5 seconds. For us, it was like, man, eternity. It's just like, this guy's... Because we relied on him heavily, man. This dude played really well for us the whole season.
Well, because you had... who'd you have out the whole year?
Edelman.
Yeah, Edelman.
So we had Edelman now. We lost Blount. Hightower was gone. Chris Long was gone to you guys as well.
Yeah, he was so good for us.
I mean, you're welcome. Blount. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, just...
I enjoy the
you're
ring.
You're welcome.
I enjoy it.
So, we lost... that's what I'm saying, man. Considering how much we lost last year... To make it to the Super Bowl, we just had a way of getting...
Oh, you lost Jimmy G as well last year.
Yeah.
And then you lost Cooks to the Rams.
Yeah.
Will
Blount was the worst one. Like, I mean, that... He... I noticed against... In the playoffs, we missed him a lot. Like,
yeah, the short yardage.
Yeah, we missed
that's
him a
the
lot.
Thing. We had... So we got a dry was for the longer runs, and a Blount just did the short ones for us, which was perfect.
Hmm.
But, Will, who's your... You already said your early teammate.
What did you say, the Titans?
You.
The 49ers.
Oh, 49, my bad, 49ers. I was just coming at a cheap
who's
shot.
Who's your...
I was just throwing a cheap shot at you. Wilson.
Wait, you're going to get the player's ball.
Davi, who is your pick for next year?
I can't wait till we do the video. I'm telling you, the video is going to be like...
Someone's going to get punched. Someone's getting punched.
We might have to edit that and start like...
World star.
You're just going to hear the mic go...
Who's your pick? And it better not be the Patriots.
No, man, you're going to love me for this. I think Philly. I think they've added a few...
I think
we've
lost too much.
Lost too much? I think they've added a few good players.
Well, I think you got wins coming back. That's
massive. Yeah, we lost Blount, so we lose our short yardage game.
Where's Blount gone to?
Detroit.
With the Patriots. What's the coach there? Detroit. Is
he an expat coach?
Yeah, I mean, defensive
cheater.
Coach.
He's a cheater.
Nah, man, he's gonna make it work.
We lost Blount.
No, not McDaniels. The other one, the one that keeps the pencil. Over here.
Do they use that to pop the ball? Or?
If we need to.
Right. No, so we lost Blount. We lost a lot of like locker room guys. Brent Celek, Torrey Smith.
Yeah.
So.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, man, like I always want the Patriots to make it again, right? People don't believe it, but it is a hard road. But I just feel like Philly, I think, is still pretty decent. Like, I mean...
Thank you very much.
I still don't think that, but I, like
Pennsylvania.
I wouldn't mind another Philly
title.
No, Philly, Philly and Patriots Super Bowl. I wouldn't mind another Philly and Patriots field goal. I thought that was really entertaining.
Did their first one was, not hurt enough?
It was, man,
do you want to hurt again?
It hurt, but it was fun to watch, man. Like, I mean,
that was
it was fun to watch.
I'll tell you this: if you tell me that the Patriots are gonna score 30 plus, I'll tell you they'll win
100%,
100 out of 100. Yeah.
But it's crazy. The only defensive play pretty much decided that game.
Oh,
the
whole game,
Brandon Graham sacked.
I think
other than that, there was no defense at all.
It was just like. As a spectator,
it was
like,
good to watch.
It was fun.
But the defense was terrible for both sides.
Some of the throws in there, man, like, even I was amazed. Like, I said, how did that happen? Like, some of the ones
the you Elsh, got the Nick Foles, yeah. The flea flicker to I mean, Elshon, that was crazy.
That happened so quick. I don't even think we set the play up on that one.
Yeah, that was like, crazy.
So, yeah.
So you going Philly?
I think I'm sticking to Philly. I think they're still a decent, well-gelled.
Yeah. They got good. I think it's the chemistry too. Chemistry they do a lot of. There. There's a lot of stuff that people don't.
But you,
see
but you never count the Patriots out. You never count the Patriots out. That's for sure. I was actually surprised with Jacksonville. I think they have potential.
That's what I was going to say. What does everyone think about Jacksonville? Was that a fluky year or?
No, I think they.
No, I think they're.
Fluke?
I think they're legit. I think they're a chance.
They're legit.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're legit. They're,
Jacksonville. They're a massive threat. Their defense.
Yeah, Ramsey.
Yeah,
Ramsey's a bad boy.
I don't know if you guys noticed. My uncle owns that team as well. Did you know?
Are you being serious? I can't.
I'm like, you know how you have cousins, like Juju's and stuff. I got my uncle.
Who?
Look it up.
Is he Indian?
He's Indian.
The owner of the.
You know who your uncle is? He owns the Kings. He said this guy with four guys and leave one guy and
the
other
went
under the hoop.
Oh, bro. You know what I thought you were actually going to say? You know, your uncle is the quickie mark. Oh, no, that's where I thought you were going. I legit was waiting for a quickie mark.
Hey, man, it's 2018. We can't say things like that, all right? We gotta be careful, man. This is a televised show.
I was waiting for a quickie mark reference, bro.
Hey, we just can't do that now.
That's fucking
man. I thought I'd leave that for Willie. Podcast owner.
I know the owner to see what rights he has and what clearance he's got and stuff, you know?
I just thought I would set him up for that to let you guys know he's about that life.
Oh, the Indian listeners, I'm sorry. Oh, that's bad.
Please still tune in for next week. Please listen. Don't hate on us.
Forgive me. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so there's a few teams I want to ask and just say yay or nay if they'll make playoffs. Jacksonville.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dallas.
No.
No.
Nah.
Can't stand Dallas.
Yeah, oh, I've seen them.
So. They always look promising.
Rams.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else do people think flopped? Detroit.
No. I think their quarterback ain't as good as what they paid him.
Oh, bro. Stafford is not that good. I think Johnson made him look a lot better than he was.
Mm. Yeah.
Now he's got nothing.
Mm.
A lot of people rate Detroit, which just confuses me.
Yeah. I don't think they can get there.
No.
I don't think they can get there.
Panthers.
Oh, I mean, they are always in the mix, right? Yeah.
Does anyone else hate Cam Newton as much as me? I can't stand him.
If I'm playing against him, I hate him.
Yeah, I can't stand him. So, I thought this year was a lot of, like, fluky teams, but they were good. Like, Jacksonville, no one expected them. No one expected Dallas not to make the playoffs. Everyone had Dallas as favourites.
I think everyone does. Dallas is just one of those...
Well, Zeke being out didn't help.
They're like a Hollywood team, if you want to put it
that way. Dallas is they're almost as annoying as the Patriots.
Wow. Yeah.
And the Lakers, for a non-Laker fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they're like that, so everyone expects them to, you know.
You love
hold on to like old...
Yeah, old, won this and that.
But like, I mean, they got a great stadium, everything's like, you know, they've got everything there, it's like...
And they're in Texas.
Mm. Yeah.
That's football
massive.
Country.
Yeah. Last question to round up, who's the best division? And why? And why? What are you? AFC East?
Yeah.
Who's in your one?
We got Buffalo.
Yep.
Which is always a threat. We've got Miami Dolphins. And then the last is New York.
Jets.
Jets.
Yeah, Giants are in
New York. So New York, Jets, Miami, and
everyone can't see Jake's laughing at him picking the Patriots division.
Who's
the hardest division? Your one. So you guys have got, Bengals?
Ravens, Bengals, and two buys. The Browns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
we've
got two buys.
I always rate the AFC West, so that's the Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers and
Raiders.
I think that's probably... Oh, then my division is pretty tough. Redskins, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants.
Yeah, I think they're...
NFC East is one of the tough ones. Just depends who shows up. If the Redskins show up...
NFC South is...
Is that the Panthers one?
Yeah.
Panthers.
Except for Saints. The Buccaneers.
Oh. Call an Uber.
Yeah, I was about to say...
Call an Uber for James Winston.
That dude is the biggest scum. James Winston.
That's horrible. As if he doesn't know they're going to know who you are, mate. You're big and... Oh, dark.
Why did he only get 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying he should have got the whole year. He should have.
Because isn't it minimum 6 weeks?
Was it sexual assaults?
He grabbed a crotch.
Yeah, that's bad. Oh. 3 weeks is not good enough.
And that's not the first time either.
He's done something stupid too.
Yeah, no, we don't do that in New England, man. I don't know what happens everywhere else. We don't do that in New England.
Grab balls.
We just deflate them. We just deflate them. We don't touch.
He's gone then, yeah. He's got to be. I reckon they just kick him out the league.
Yes. He's done something.
That's like third time now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Before he's blamed on alcohol and said, oh, I've learned from it now, blah, blah.
Yeah, no.
That's bad. You can't be doing that.
You're the face of...
You're the
number one pick.
Yeah. That's pretty lenient for the NFL because normally they just...
It's six weeks.
Minimum.
Always.
You got three.
Because Thing got six and he was fighting that.
Brady? Oh, Brady got five.
No, last year was named the running back. Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't sign... He didn't even... No, he didn't, no, he got accused, don't
yeah,
he?
Accused
he didn't,
of...
Did he actually do it? He got 6 weeks for that.
Yeah.
And then he had all those pending things coming up.
Mm.
That's true.
And when the league put the rules out then, it was 6 weeks minimum.
And now Jameis Winston literally gets caught and three. Yeah, that's bad.
He just apologized and get 3 weeks. That guy's scum though.
Yeah,
mm. I remember watching him on the Hard Knocks. You know, they go back to where they come from.
Yeah,
he's in this like real beat up ass house, and he's like, yeah, so this is where we live, and you piss over there. It's like this real, just like a hole in the ground almost type of thing. His family still lives in the bloody house.
Oh, wow.
Usually you go back and you say, this is where we came from.
We've
left. This guy looked after nobody, bro. His family's still living in there.
Yeah, that's...
You see in the documentary, his family's still pissing in that
pot. Yeah,
like, and it's his family. His mom.
That's my mom.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, is that a joke?
Yeah, he's... Yeah, I can't stand Jameis Winston.
Didn't buy his mama Benz or anything, though?
No.
Nothing?
Well, it would be the stupidest... They can have a Benz and Joe back to that house.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Damn.
Any final words on the NFL? Were you looking forward to anything in particular?
Oh, shout out Cam Chancellor.
Cam Chancellor retired today. So, the Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Chancellor's retired. Sherman's gone to 49ers. Bennett has come to the Eagles. Mm. And who's the fourth? The fourth is four. One guy's left. But they're falling apart, that defense. And the offense, they lost Jimmy Graham. Marshawn Lynch is obviously gone.
Marshawn Lynch is gone?
Oh, he's left. He's gone. He's at Raiders now.
Yeah, but he's still playing next year, right?
Yeah, at the Raiders. But like I'm saying, the Seahawks is just that Super Bowl team.
Oh, yeah.
They were untouchable for a few years. They're just deteriorating.
Man, never wanted to face that team, honestly. Yeah. If there's anything we could have done not to face the Seahawks.
Yeah, they're just kind of falling apart. So, but big shout out to Chance. He was a bad boy.
But I think, like, if they get players with that same mentality...
Yeah, they can.
I think Seattle's all about that.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's a mad coach.
Yeah. I think such whoever comes coach. In, if they fit in well like that, they'll have that mentality, rugged.
As long as they have Russell Wilson, they're a chance in any game.
Yeah, you actually put him in top 10, right?
He's a beast, bro.
He
ripped us apart. Right. Yeah, he destroyed our defense. They smashed us. Final words?
New England, 2019 Super Bowl champions. Defeating the Tennessee Titans, I'll call it 50-0. I'm just saying.
Who is your pick to do the halftime show?
Oh, wow. Drake. YG Paul Honey.
So I got man, if you run it back 2 years ago, I said Timberlake would be there one day.
I was about to say
he got it. I've got. I think Pink is next in line.
Pink is a good entertainer, man. She's a very good entertainer.
Run it back, Pink for me.
Like she knows how to rock a show, man.
Just really. Taylor Swift will put people to sleep.
Yep.
Rihanna, maybe.
Rihanna's good.
Chris Brown, they won't do because he's a grub. Who else is there?
Um,
Bruno Mars already done it. Beyonce's done it. All of the big names. Gaga's done it.
Black Eyed Peas, right?
They've done it. Timberlake's done it. I'm going Pink. That's a good question to finish on.
I'd probably still see if I can put Beyonce back in there. I thought that Beyonce and Bruno Mars one was...
You know what's funny? You know who actually headlined it? Who was the headliner?
That guy...
Coldplay. No one remembers Coldplay. It's always Beyonce and Bruno.
Yeah, but man, that one was one hell of a... Like, the way they choreographed and orchestrated the whole thing, I was like,
so you want to see Beyonce back?
The way they did it. Like, that's how you hype a crowd up. Yeah. You know, just the way they...
I wouldn't mind seeing Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna would be good. Rihanna or Pink?
Yeah, but I think Rihanna's got that more, like, football style.
Yeah. You don't want to see Pink in a Super Bowl just flying up and down.
No, like, but trapezium. Pink appeals to a lot more of the crowd, right? Like, because obviously, like, you know, it's more user-friendly, okay? Pink is more user-friendly. Okay, that's all I'm... Sorry, Jay. Pink is more user-friendly. I think she appeals more to the...
Jack's what?
We've already lost one nomination. Lose the rest.
We're going to tell our engineers to edit a lot of stuff today, man. Like, he's going to have his work cut out. He's going to be up all night trying to edit this one.
So I'm going Pink. You're going...
I would probably say Beyonce and Bruno again. Like, oh, just like collaboration of some sort, man. Like, yeah, I'd probably say Beyonce.
Drake?
You're going Drake.
Whoa! Yeah, you know, it'd be good to see Drake.
Rihanna?
I think Drake can do it with Rihanna or something like that. Like, maybe...
Drake's awkward as hell. Yeah. It's only me that thinks that.
Yeah.
No, but he's very good with the audience. That's what I've noticed.
No, like, I think... But not for 25 minutes.
I think the Super Bowl's about 20-25 minutes.
I don't think he has enough tracks to appeal.
I'm thinking Pink or Rihanna would be good.
Yeah, it's got to be something more commercial. Unless Drake can come up with
Drake can make everyone cry, bro.
Yeah. He'll be doing Twitter feed straight up.
There you go, man.
These lyrics.
I think.
Pink is my call.
You finish your show with "Don't Drake and Drugs."
Like,
I wouldn't mind seeing Rihanna. She's pretty young.
What about Cardi B?
I love Cardi B.
Man.
You know where I'm at.
She come up with her own language, like whatever she talks. Oh, you know.
Speaking of Cardi, like, Nicki Minaj, no.
Oh, bro. Nicki would smash.
Nicki was someone else. I don't think I could listen to Nicki for 25 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have to hear her singing. We can just see her. That helps.
Keep your fantasies to yourself, mate. If everyone didn't see, Davey had his eyes closed when he said that.
My bad. I take that back because, you know, some people think I'm a hero, so I'm going to take that comment back because apparently I'm a hero nowadays. Whether, like, you know, people like it. I think Wilson is really upset that someone said I was a hero and he wasn't, but...
No, people thought Wilson owned the podcast. That's how far he was going. They thought it was his podcast and I'm just a random...
Shut up, baby! Let go!
Willie, you need to step your game up. After the first show, they think it's Wilson. You have to actually change his name as well, whatever, you know?
Sorry, bro.
That's
Wilson! Wilson!
But that's it. That's pretty much it. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today. Stay tuned. The next podcast will be NRL. I have a panel of five for that one. And then these gents will be following me back for 3 weeks' time for a big NBA 1W panel of six. We'll be suited up in Cooper Brothers gear and we'll be taping at the Cooper Brothers store.
Yeah. I better have my suit.
So thanks, guys. Just make sure you subscribe to any channels that you can and keep listening. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks, guys. Here at The Wheel, it's important that I acknowledge that I'm not here alone. When I post my podcast, I always refer to we. And that we being is that I have a great editor, a friend who I consider a brother. So I want to give a massive shout out to Sam Pickford, who does all my editing for me. Without him, the podcasts aren't as crisp and as sharp as what you guys hear. So big shout out to my brother Sam, who does the editing for me, and we work as a tandem and I enjoy working with him. And also to his beautiful wife, who I consider my sister as well, and my niece's daughter Rosie. Big shout out to you, Rosie. Thank you.